This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Well, Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Our cattle market saw big downside back on Monday. We saw a continuation of lower trade early this morning. Then we saw our markets come back off of that. But going into the close today, our feeder cattle, some contracts came back very close to the lows of the session. As far as fresh news to go along with today's sell-off, there was nothing. It just seemed to be more of a continuation of the selling that we saw take place yesterday. At mid-morning, we was 47 cents higher on choice box beef, $2.25 higher on selects, moved 56 loads, saw an estimated cattle kill day of 113,000 head, and we saw our January and March feeders with their lowest trade in the last 12 to 13 sessions. On the close today, December live cattle, 65 cents higher. February cattle up a dollar, but Jan feeders down $1.97, March feeders down $1.52, and February lean hogs closed 67 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Wheat Watch 2014. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says a new technology is helping speed up conventional wheat breeding and selection. That technology is called double haploid.
This is a technology that is just taking off in wheat. What that is allowing us to do is what I call speed breed. Do accelerated breeding where you turn the breeding program over faster. Anytime you can turn that program over faster and everything else stays the same, you're going to make better gains. As an example, at Oklahoma State University, we're looking at a derivative of Gallagher, a progeny of Gallagher that's in its third year of statewide testing. Before double haploids, we would have never looked at that opportunity. It would have been 8 to 10 year spread. So a 3 year spread versus a 10 year, you can see what kind of effect that can have long term.
Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver, whose Oklahoma State University wheat breeding program supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market?
Well, our grain markets today saw mostly positive trade. News-wise, very difficult to find anything out there to tie in with a higher trade. It seemed like we had more of a turnaround Tuesday from the lower trade that we saw take place yesterday. There was nothing that stood out big time. There was strength in our soybean meal as it tied in with some short covering taking place ahead of Friday's first notice day. But at the end of the day, we saw quite a surge of buying as we went into the close. March KC wheat up 13 and a quarter. July KC up 11 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat up 8 and a quarter. March corn 7 cents higher. July corn up 6 and 3 quarters. January beans 17 and a quarter higher. March soybeans up 16 and a half. And March cotton 50 points higher.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.